Well, Western University's physics and astronomy department is now home to a meteorite that made headlines around the world after it crashed into a BC woman's home last fall. So just before midnight on October 3rd, Ruth Hamilton of Golden, BC was woken abruptly when a small charcoal gray rock the size of a melon broke through her ceiling and landed between her floral pillowcases. It was just inches from her head. Well, that suspected meteorite was then delivered to Western University. And for more, we've reached Phil McCausland, adjunct professor at Western and the lead investigator. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So those that remember reading that story on news sites, I'm sure, felt it, you know, it really stuck in their head. What went through your mind when you heard about it?
I heard about it as basically as a major event, as a fireball event. I keep track of fireballs across Canada as one of my research interests, so it was interesting for that. But I didn't think anything more about the fireball event. The first thing I heard about this was I actually got an email from Ruth Hamilton, and she contacted the group at Western through a website called Impact Earth, where people report possible meteorite finds. And so there's a lot of those all the time. Most of them turn out not to be meteorites. But this one, when it came in, this was several days after the event, she started reaching out to find out how she could find out more about this meteorite. She knew it was a meteorite already, and she was trying to figure out what to do about it. And so she attached photos. And as soon as I looked at the photos, I said, yeah, that's the real deal. You can see a hole in the roof. You can see it on the bed. Yes, this is a meteorite. So I followed her contact information, and we talked on email, and then we talked on the phone the next day to mostly on my part to ascertain more information about the event, but also to provide some guidance to her about what one should do with meteorites, and and also the fact that this was going to be a more than unusual kind of public event simply because of how it arrived. People kind of get excited and interested when meteorites interact with houses and with people.
Right.
So I wanted to sort of give her a heads up that this was going to be kind of a more intense media kind of thing than is normal for a meteorite falls.
Sure. And what was it like for you when you could finally get your hands on it?
Oh, it was great fun. We arranged to have it on loan to Western, and we had somebody courier it to us rather than ship it. And so this fellow, a student from the physics astronomy, went and visited her, and we had loan documents and so on, and then it came here for a while, for a couple of months, for study and to be able to get some of the material off of it as a type specimen, which we did by agreement with her. And then now it's back with her, the main mass. But it was very exciting getting it because, anytime you see a new meteorite, it's kind of like Christmas Day, you're kind of wondering, what is it going to be like? What kind of meteorite is it? And every single meteorite, I work with meteorites as part of my research, every single meteorite is unique. Even though this one's called an ordinary chondrite, and they're the most common kind of meteorites to fall on Earth, every one has its own story. This one has a great personal story, too, but, every meteorite scientifically has its own story, too.
Right. Well, speaking of which, tell us a bit more about it and its life before it fell through that woman's house.
Yeah, it's exciting enough that it came through a roof. There's not that many events like that are recorded. There are some, though. It's not entirely unique that way. But scientifically, what's interesting about this one is it was observed well enough at the time of the fall event, which was early October, October 3rd locally, in British Columbia, east end of British Columbia in Alberta, that cameras, automated cameras saw it, surveillance kind of cameras. Nowadays, it's possible with dash cams and with surveillance cameras and so on. Those things have records for a week or 2 weeks, and you can go back and talk with people and get that recorded information of the fireball event. And photographers locally captured the fireball as well. So it's possible to go back and actually reconstruct what the path was through the sky. This isn't my end of the research. That research is being done by others at Western, Peter Brown, and by Alan Hildebrand at the University of Calgary. And they're part of the team. And we're figuring out from that what two things. You get the idea of, you know, a prediction of where pieces came down on the ground, which turns out to be exactly right, which is cool. But the other thing is you can go backwards and figure out from the velocity of the event and its track through the sky, through the atmosphere as a fireball, you can go backwards and figure out what the orbit must have been before it hit the Earth. And it turns out it has a somewhat unusual orbit compared to the handful of known of meteorites with known orbits. There's only 50 or so meteorites with known orbits. And of this particular class of meteorite, there's only like five or so.
Wow.
And this one turns out to be unusual, so it's going to be interesting to try to figure it out.
Well, certainly a lot of people want to study it. There's a lot of interest in this particular meteorite. But I'm curious, because it was Ruth Hamilton, the woman in BC that discovered it, does she actually own it? Is it hers?
Yep. The law in Canada is that meteorites belong to the property owner. So if it falls on your property, you own it. If it falls on public land, which, you know, include roads and road allowances, then it's finders. The
wow.
finder owns it. So there's always a lot of interest in any of these fall events, you know, and searching afterwards, especially once it becomes public knowledge. And there are people who locally search, and there's also people who come in from out of town, as it were, and search. The fantastic thing about this event that's maybe underappreciated is it's really spectacularly lucky that a fireball event that happens in the Rocky Mountains actually drops meteorites square on the town site of Golden.
Mm-hmm.
If you think about that, that's incredibly unlikely. But, occasionally those things do happen, and so it did here. There were only two pieces found. There was a second piece found, and it was found by a University of Calgary search team on one of the roads. So they own it. The University of Calgary owns that piece.
Wow. And what is going to happen with Ms. Hamilton's piece? Is it still being researched?
It is, in the sense that we have what's called a type specimen, which we will be reporting to the meteoritical bulletin in order to make it a scientifically official meteorite. So we have to, you know, provide information that establishes the case for this being a particular type of meteorite. I don't think anybody doubts that this is a meteorite. It obviously is. But in order to then talk about it scientifically now and in the future, we have to provide basic data about it that establishes that it's a meteorite. So we have a type sample, and we're also required by the Meteoritical Society to have a type sample that stays on deposit and is available for future scientific research requests, essentially in perpetuity. So that's a requirement of that, which happily Ruth agreed to having a portion of the sample retained that way. And the rest of it she has.
Right.
And she, in the end, she can do what she wants with it. In a sense, she's currently keeping it and showing it with her family. And she may eventually elect to sell it or to donate it somewhere. She has some options that are open to her.
Wow.
In Canada, she can't really export it out of the country easily, although it is possible to do that. It's considered Canada cultural heritage property, like an antique or a painting.
Yeah.
So there is a process for that, but basically it is hers.
Phil, we'll leave it there. Thanks for joining us.
Okay, that's wonderful. Thank you.
Phil McCausland, adjunct professor at Western. You can see the meteorite. There's a photo of it on our Twitter, @CBC Afternoon DR.